Seeds, Plant Death, and Journeying, a blog entry by Bree Domasek. There are seeds in my juice, and my houseplants are dying. I promise this all will make sense soon. It has been the kind of months where no matter what fresh and unsullied paths I've forged, again and again, I inevitably find myself at rocky bends, tripping, scuffing knees, and breathing in a schnoz full of mud. All figuratively speaking, of course. Although with the 2019 molehills of misfortune, my cynicism anticipates some actual smells may be forthcoming. I am amazed and mildly disappointed with myself, and how the slightest twist of my own plans can feel wholly defeating some days, and how the seeds in my juice and the withering plants in my house can feel like the offensive sprinkles and sour cherries on top. These obnoxious and clunky moments on the paths I forge do not make the paths sully themselves. These moments are integral to the path. They are my spirited guides who greet me along the way with a sweet, abrasive divulgence that it is better to risk founding my course and to acquiesce its inescapable offenses than to never venture. They are my junctures to greater knowledge of self-soothing so that the equally inevitable mountains of troubles can be scaled more swiftly with the help of the formative self-care practices used through the molehill stumbling blocks. In cliche summation, the journey is worth creating and traversing, not in spite of, but because of its falls, scuffles, and faces full of mud, and how I care for myself and others through them. Because isn't self-care an extension of self-love? And isn't it part of the human journey to exercise love in all forms? For my human journey, my answer is yes. So in the name of self-love, I practice. I pick myself up, balm my wounds, take some breaths, water my plants, remove the seeds from my orange juice, without eradicating all of the winsome pulp, no doubt, and swallow with gratitude for that salutary honeyed cup, the journey it took to find me on my path, and the small role I play to make the cup taste that much sweeter. May your juice be seedless and your house plants thrive, my friends. When those mole hills feel like mountains, or the mountains present themselves, may you continue to forge your paths and practice your acts of self-care, no matter how small the acts, as the tiniest portrayals of self-love are often the inoffensive sprinkles and cherries with just the right amount of tartness on top.